So, hello everyone. I'm Angelica, and I'm here with
Nathaniel.
And today we're interviewing our longtime band director, Miss Sarah Tochiki. She's been our band director since about sixth grade for a while. So let's get this started. So, how has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
When I was really little, I wanted to be an archaeologist. And then I wanted to be a doctor. And then I joined band and loved it and then decided to become a band director. So from when I was little, definitely very different career path. And even now, like even in the last, I've been now on choir for 10 years. I didn't really think when I moved here 10 years ago that I'd still be here. So that's also very different.
What made you stick to band rather than just like archaeologist or whatever the other thing was?
Just a regular doctor, I guess.
Just a doctor.
I really loved music and making music, and there's something about that collective when everybody's like all playing together and you worked really hard to work up a piece and then you finally achieve it and accomplish it, that you don't get that feeling doing anything else. And I just wanted to be the person to do that for other people.
Has it been in your family?
Well, my mom played piano, and she still plays piano. My sister joined band because I joined band, and I joined band because my older cousin, who I idolized, like she was, everything she did, I did. She played soccer, I played soccer. She was in student government, I did student government. Like she was the person that I idolized. And so she joined band, I was like, oh, I'm gonna join band too. And so I guess we had those people in band, but I think our generation is the first one to actually play a band instrument.
All right.
So if you could go back in time, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
If I could go back in time and give my teenage self some advice, probably the same advice that I'm trying to give myself now, which is have more fun and work less hard. Even though I love what I do and I work a lot, like I probably work 80 to 90 hours a week. I think my life hasn't had as much balance. And back when it didn't count as much, like take some fun classes, spend more time with my friends. I think I should have done that more. I don't regret the way that I did things because I think it's made me very successful, but a little bit more balance and have a little bit more fun.
All right, well, going off of that, can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
So long. So there's a lot of things.
I've done a lot of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know those lychee jelly cups?
Yeah.
That like you buy them at like Walmart or the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it'd be really fun after I ate one to squeeze it and put it on my forehead. And then walk around like I was a unicorn. And then I had essentially a red hickey on my forehead from the suction that was created from the lychee jelly cup being a unicorn. And I think that was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done. Because then for weeks I had a...
For weeks.
It took a while. Because you know how it like turns like red and then it's purple and then it's that weird yellowish greenish color?
Yeah.
That was pretty stupid.
I was thinking that, then afterwards you'd have to walk around in public with that, but that's a little worse.
It was really dumb.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today, or any negative ones that you think shaped who you are today?
You could just answer the positive ones first.
Sure.
Or just one of them.
Well, my grandma and her best friend, who were cafeteria. My grandma's a cafeteria manager at Barbers Point Elementary School, mm-hmm. and then her best friend, who was my mom's godmother, was the baker at Barbers Point Elementary School, and they started School Kind Cookies. Mm-hmm. And so, I think the experience of being 4, 5, all the way through pretty much elementary school of making and selling cookies at craft fairs and the swap meet and all these different places and having to just kind of tag along really kind of shaped who I am. And then when I was really little, which I guess is kind of a worst experience because it was really scary, but also a really positive experience too. My brother had a liver transplant when he was a really little kid. He was one of the first babies. He was pretty much a year old. And so we spent time in San Francisco. So I was in the San Francisco earthquake as like a little child. I was like 3.5, 4 years old. And I remember being terrified, but I was sitting at the TV watching Sesame Street. And then everything started shaking and the TV turned off. And it wasn't like, oh my goodness, everything is shaking. It was what happened to Sesame Street. And then from there, then my mom came running in the room and was like, you know, we're having an earthquake. Like, come here. And then I was scared more, I think, because my mom was scared than because I was actually scared. So that was a pretty crazy experience too.
I see. Is that why you like always have School Kind Cookies fundraisers?
Pretty much. I see. They sold the company to the Golds. They're awesome people. But they're always willing to work with our bands because
that's cool. That.
So yeah. And I know how to sell the cookies. I've been doing it since I was like 3 years old.
You'd say that helped to build your like management abilities is because of that history?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being able to talk to people and have to do customer service and just basic work ethic. Having to, like my job when I was a toddler was take this sticker, put the bag down, take the sticker label and put it on the bag. Mm-hmm. And I just did that. They made me do that as my job. And I love working in the cookie factory.
Mm. I guess this is kind of, I mean, also going off that last question, tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted your life while you were growing up.
My middle school band director, I think, was probably the most influential in giving me such a good experience that I then wanted to be a band director myself. She is uber organized and can accomplish what I think I can accomplish in maybe 3 or 4 rehearsals. She accomplishes in about a 45-minute rehearsal. Mm. But she, I think, saw something in me that she knew that there was something there that maybe could be a good band director. And so she gave me a lot of opportunities for leading sectionals, being a soloist, and that really helped. And then my trumpet teacher, when I was in middle school and high school, Mr. George Nomura, he was also very influential on me because he was the scariest man ever. Like he would make me cry. Mm. After every lesson. I never cried in front of him. I only cried after. But every lesson, it was, no, go and work hard. And if it wasn't the way that he wanted it, he let you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Is that why you wanted to be a middle school band teacher? Or it just happened to be that way?
I never wanted to teach middle school band. When I first got into it, I wanted to be a high school director. Mm. But I enjoyed my time in middle school, and it's definitely shaped who I was as I became a musician. But now I really enjoy teaching middle school band. I like starting off beginners and making sure that they have a good foundation.
Also, did you have, like, that sort of, like, student organization in band before, like where they had like band president and such? Like, were you band president or?
We didn't have band officers. Uh-huh. The only leadership positions we had were the section leaders.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I was a section leader. We had drum majors, mm-hmm. but band was run a little bit differently than I think you guys are used to at the more the high school level.
All right.
And the next question, what are you most grateful for?
Without hesitation, my family. I recently went through a very traumatic and devastating experience. My brother passed away, right? Mm-hmm. You guys know about that. And not something you ever really plan for and know how you're going to react to. And really the biggest comfort, you know, everybody's been super supportive and but really the biggest comfort and the only place that I keep wanting to go to is hanging out with my family. And so that makes, yeah.
So family's pretty important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
My students. Mm-hmm. And watching them grow up. Like, it's so amazing to... You two are perfect examples of that. I'm so mm-hmm. proud of you guys. You start off as these, like, meek little sixth graders who I'm pretty sure I would just look at you and you would cry.
Yeah.
And be completely terrified. And now you're grown up and...
Still crying.
Still crying, but leaders. And I'm so excited to see what you guys are going to grow up to be and do. And... It's not the music that keeps me doing what I do. It's the students. Even the ones that think that I don't like them or think that I am like always irritated with them, I still am proud of them and still want the best for them. Mm-hmm. And want to see them grow up to be their best. And I think that's why I get so preachy sometimes in front of the band.
So. I mean, they're all about at the stage where, I mean, it's... pre-deciding where you want to be-ish, now that about to get into high school, just little kids still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the last question, which I thought was pretty interesting, is there anything that you want to ask me, us, that you've never asked us before? You can do one for each of us, or...
Oh man.
So now you're asking us the question.
That is an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could go two ways on this. I could ask you about yourselves, or I could ask you, this is your opportunity to tell me exactly what you think about me. Mm. And either one is intriguing.
Mm. You could ask both of them.
I guess I could.
Okay.
I guess for both of you, are you happy on your instruments? And do you wish that you have chose something else?
I'm sure you know from the beginning, like, I only chose the trumpet because, like, we had already had the instrument and it was sort of like a hand-me-down of sorts. But just because of, like, I guess the amount of people I've been able to be with, because there's always been a lot of trumpets, it's like, sort of helped me to be more confident in a way, but at the same time not. Just because, like, I have other people I can hide behind, but also because, like, having other people helps me play more proudly when we all are able to play the instruments. So I'm definitely not ashamed of the trumpet. I think it's a very good instrument, and it does have a lot of lead roles in it, and it can sometimes be scary, but I think that I probably, if I had like an option, and of course I did, but I think I would have picked it anyways.
Well, I'll be honest, when I first got it back in, all the way back in sixth grade, I wasn't really happy with it. It wasn't my first choice. I believe my first choice was the trumpet. And I remember for some reason really wanting to play the trumpet. And I didn't know what to put for my last three choices. My second choice was flute. And I was just like, okay, trombone, euphonium, tuba, I'll just put that for the last three. And I ended up with the trombone. But over the years, I've definitely learned to love it. Like, right now, I would not change it for anything else. You know, I can learn other instruments, but I'll always come back to the trombone. Like, I've met so many interesting people, and I think being a trombonist has definitely helped me grow, because there's, well, at least on this island, there's a few of us, not a lot of girls. I think in like the past 3 years, I've been like the only girl in the section. But yeah, I've just learned to love playing with all these really interesting people and meeting different people through all the different bands that I've been in. So yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That. And then I guess if there's one thing that you could change about the experience that you had with me as a teacher, what would it be? And be bluntly honest.
Like about you, or like what we've done? Or...
About me.
Okay.
About you.
Mm-hmm. And be honest.
One thing I've noticed, you definitely mellowed a little bit. Like when we were in middle school, you did seem a little more hard. I mean, I've never observed the middle school band, so I'm not sure what you're like to them, but. And you do treat the wind ensemble a lot differently than probably middle schoolers, because they're mostly adults. That might just be like my personal thing going through these bands, but I think you do definitely do things a lot differently now. I don't know, that's kind of hard to...
It could also be that because we're not in that classroom setting, in their shoes as middle schoolers, you know, not really knowing much about who she is, it may seem like when we were middle school, she was a lot scarier than she actually is.
Right, like did I mellow because you got to know me more?
Probably.
Or did I mellow because you grew up too? I don't know.
I think it'd probably be that we grew up because, you know, when you're only a middle schooler, you don't really know what's going on still, but you're still just like learning in a way. And that also applies to people too. And you just sort of see them as an adult and scary because they can kind of control your life still.
Well, that's interesting to hear, though, because I have actually been trying to mellow out more, believe it or not. But not as much with the middle schoolers. Like more with All Island, KCC, and that kind of stuff. I think I'm still pretty weak with the middle schoolers.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I mean, I wouldn't say they need it, but I like they're definitely, you know, younger, probably a little more rambunctious than adults are. So it would definitely make sense. I don't remember what were we like back then in middle school. That's such a long time ago.
I don't know. Thinking back, I really can't think of any particular thing that I would have said, like, would it improve you as a teacher and as like a guidance to middle schoolers, because I feel like you did everything you could to be like the best teacher, you know, give all those opportunities to students, like with the jazz band and just band in general, all the like optional practice for all like the percussion on like Mondays and such when they would come after school or during lunch or whatever. You're a very open teacher, and I feel like there's a lot of opportunities as us here as students. I feel like it's more on our part to actually take those opportunities rather than what you could maybe do as a better teacher. Because I don't know, I can't think of anything in particular that I think I would have wanted you to change on, other than, of course, maybe you were too scary, but like we said, it's just because of our perception as a middle schooler.
Well, I guess that wasn't. I was expecting something a little bit more like shattering. I guess.
No, I don't. I can't think of anything.
Or maybe ask some other of our peers, and maybe you'll get something different. But
I'm sure I will.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if it was like one thing that I could have personally done to make my own experience in band better, I wish I'd practiced more. I mean, even now, I wish I practiced more than I do. I talk to Ms. Strauss all the time, and she's just like, yeah, use all the time you can, because, like, now you have it, and then you might not have it later. There was one memory that I had that it was the day after KCC band, and I'd left my instrument at home. So the next day I came and I didn't realize I'd left my mouthpiece in it, and I tried to play it off by sitting there without a mouthpiece on, but you noticed, and you made me come up to the class and I cried in front of everyone. So.
I might remember that. I think. I can't remember. Was it 7th grade? I don't know.
No, it was in 8th grade, I think.
Probably.
Well, I guess my biggest thing is when students forget something or they don't have, or they lose their music or whatever, come talk to me, not in class. Yeah. You know, front load it. You don't have your mouthpiece and your class is after lunch, come at the beginning of lunch and say, hey, I have a problem. I forgot my mouthpiece. Could I maybe borrow one or something? And
then, I guess it's also kind of worse when they only realize when they get to class, but still has that thing like, they're middle schoolers, so they're scared to approach adults because they feel like they'll be punished in a way. But I don't think you aim to punish them, more just sort of teach them a lesson of like, if you have an issue, to, you know, confront the issue rather than trying to hide it.
It's the hope, at least. Anything else, guys?
No, that's all we have on this interview. So the last thing is to
Thank you.
So thank you for really just, I never thought music would be such a big part of my life, and it is, and it's really, there's a lot of things that happened that if I wasn't in band, it wouldn't have happened at all. There's an example. But it's definitely helped shape me as a person. Definitely, I think I've grown a little bit. I don't know. I was probably much more scared in middle school than I am now. I'm still an anxiety-ridden teen, but hopefully that changes later on. Like, really just being in your band and having the opportunity to just be under, you know, your baton for this long, for like 6 years, has just really been a great experience there in my life, and I'm really glad that I got to do that.
Mm-hmm. Even for me, like, you were that like positive influence in our middle school years that, like, as you expect, like, helped us continue our journey through our band years, and just like pushing us to continue it, like with all the extracurricular bands that you have as well, like with All Island, KCC, it helped continue our journey as band students. And it's just like, although I feel like I would probably stick in it with, like, anyways, because, you know, my whole family has, your band outside of school has helped me, like, stay in band, you know? Because I feel like, in a way, it's a bit more rewarding, not to, like, shame him or anything, but it's, like, I feel like everybody's there for a purpose. You know, in high school, there's a lot of students who don't really care in a way. They're just kind of there to be there, even if they don't pass or anything. But when you go to all the extracurricular bands, they're there for a purpose, and they, you know, strive to be the better band student that they can be, a better performer, and they want to you know, they want to be that good, like, student in your eyes as well.
Well, I thank you guys. I've had lots of chances to leave and go and do things and be recruited by other schools to go be their band directors, and I keep staying here because, you know, you guys are awesome students and want to, that's that all those years, like, wanting to see you grow and mature and become adults, and I kind of view you like my little investments. I'm not gonna bail just because I think there's something better this way. I want to stay and see it through.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time as well during this interview.
All right. I guess that's it.
Cool. What did I do? You will not be able.